Welcome to Augmented Humanity. Our guests are modern explorers working at the intersection of technology and the humanities. They help us to understand ourselves and the worlds we create in this digital age. They are thinkers, creators, makers, and academics working in diverse fields like civic and government, the law, anthropology, and archaeology. I'm your host, Craig Goldsmith.
I'm your host, Ellen Dornan.
On this program, we're talking about the book, The Five Forces That Change Everything, with author Steve Hoffman, a.k.a. Captain Hoff, the CEO of Founderspace, named one of the Forbes' top 10 startup accelerators. Steve is also a venture investor and serial entrepreneur.
Thank you, Steve, for talking about the future of humanity today. I guess I would like to start this segment talking about AI. In your book, you talk about a few examples. One is just running a city with AI. And so the AI supports hiring and it manages traffic flow and all these sorts of things more efficiently than humans. And another one was farming with AI, which we know is becoming a bigger and bigger deal because you can use GPS and you can use robotic farm equipment and send things out and manage the water and manage the pesticides on a very granular level, which is better for food production. But I felt some deep anxiety because when the family farm becomes a relic of the past, because all the farming's done by robots, who owns our food? Who's making the decisions? I guess there are two questions. One is, without humans in the system, do the AIs just run unchecked? And do we end up with baking in inequities in our system? And the other one is, if we turn the control over to AIs, isn't that concentrating power outside of our own hands?
We live in a very strange world right now. Power is already being concentrated. So the days of the family farmer, they're gone, because most of our food is being produced by big corporations. They just buy up a massive amount of land. They control the water rights. They control all these new technologies. Monsanto, you know, is gene editing, and it's hard to compete as a little guy. But where we're headed next is that these big corporations, their goal is to maximize profits. They've gotten rid of the family farm as a real competitor. The real question is, how do they make even more money? And that is by getting rid of humans in the process. Already there's robots out there that are picking fruit, even fruit as delicate as berries. They have machines now that can do this. In the UK, they're experimenting with entirely robotized farms, like literally no humans from the time you plant the seeds to the time you harvest it. There'll be both indoor farms that are completely automated. There are startups around the globe launching these, to big outdoor farms that are run completely by robots. We live in a world where literally everything that can be automated will be automated. And I call this deep automation. It's going really deep. Every process, everything that we thought only humans could do, robots and AI will be able to do this in the future. It's just a matter of time. Even the most artistic things, like creating amazing paintings, they have robots now that create a painting and they put it in front of art experts, and the art experts literally cannot tell whether it was created by a robot or human. So us as lay people, whether it's a painting or music, the same thing for music, composing classical music, the experts couldn't tell if it was composed by some classic musician they had never heard of or an AI. They couldn't tell. And we won't be able to tell for sure. Already companies like Spotify are going out there and developing AI now that can make music, because they don't want to pay royalties to real people who make music. They'd rather have royalty-free music generated by an AI. And if people like it and consume it, they're even putting fake band names up there on Spotify. This stuff is happening today. They're experimenting with it. It's not mass market yet. But it's only a matter of time before these experiments actually make a lot of economic sense for these companies.
I do wonder about some of the intellectual property stuff. I mean, just with an example that you mentioned, Monsanto. I mean, Monsanto has their copyrighted seeds that works with their copyrighted pesticides. And there have been cases internationally where they've prosecuted farmers for trying to reuse the seeds or trying to keep their own seed banks. And so what happens when you have this sort of deep automation, or you have these art or music or food that's being produced by a company, and what happens with the intellectual property? What happens with the prosthesis that you don't have the right to repair?
AI and machines will become inseparable from every aspect of our lives and society. A lot of these things that humans used to directly control, we will only indirectly control. For example, the power grid. We're using AI now to manage the power grid. It can do a great job, but humans won't necessarily be in the loop. In all of these processes where we completely automate everything, we as human beings aren't designed to process massive amounts of data and make sense of it because we don't process statistics that well. AI processes it perfectly. And so AI, in a lot of these situations, especially where they're market-driven situations, the AI will be able to process it, make sense of it really quickly, and make a decision. And usually make the decision with an outcome that it thinks is right for humanity. The question we have to ask is that outcome really beneficial for us? Is that what we really want? Because more and more governments, corporations, organizations will be delegating their decision-making to AI. If they want to compete, they have to outsource it to AI. In the near future, it won't have a will of its own. It will do whatever it was told to do. And if it produces results that contradict what those people want, then they can change those parameters. What really worries me is when it comes to our personal decision making. And this is a whole nother level of deep automation. Think about your own life and the choices you make as an individual. There will come a point where you can literally go to an AI and say, find me a job. If you've ever looked for a job, and I have, it's a pain, like going out there and sending your resumes to companies and getting rejected or getting no response, and what am I a right fit for? I know there's a job out there for me, but I can't put my talent on a resume, right? They just don't fit. But an AI that exists on your smartphone really knows what you're good at, what you're amazing at, what your weak spots are. It may be able to go out into the world of jobs, working with corporates and their AIs, talking to them what they need and what you are, and find the perfect match for you. So you're like, great, I will invite this AI into my life and let it tell me what's the best career path for me. That's just one decision. Let's say a lot of people are on dating apps these days. You're flipping through all these people trying to find a right match, super pain, right? People don't respond, and when they respond, you know, they ghost you, and then somebody would go out on a date, and then it doesn't work because it wasn't a right match. They were just happened to be the one that responded. Not a good process. So they'll go to an AI. The AI will look at both people very deeply because it exists on their phone. It's following them every day. It's gathering tons of data on them, right? And match those people better than you could ever. So you invite that AI into your life. We will begin to invite AIs into our life, not just to make little decisions like what should I watch on Netflix tonight, but life-changing decisions like our career, our future life partner, all of these things. If the AI does it so well, we're going to have a better life. But we aren't making these decisions. The AI is literally making the most important decisions in our life. Is that the world we want to live in?
You have a great quotation in your book. We are continually having a dialogue with ourselves and our heads. Why shouldn't we invite an advanced AI to join those conversations? And that sort of gives me hope for a little bit of free will inserted in that. Just because the AI suggests something doesn't mean that you're going to have to do it, right?
I like to think of it like this. You don't have to do it. And honestly, going out on a bad date or having to struggle with a relationship that isn't perfect and improve yourself and learn to empathize with the other person and see things through their eyes, that's not a bad thing. That's how we grow as human beings. If we take those decisions out, if we take the idea of making a mistake out of our lives, we might be losing something very valuable in our own personal growth and experience.
Bringing up some of what you see with the algorithms that choose playlists is, to me, always the primary example because I still listen to the radio, right? I listen to the public radio station here where there's actual DJs that play music. Now, I also listen to essentially algorithmically programmed playlists, but the difference is, in the one case, I know I'll always hear what I like. In the other case, I get challenged occasionally. I hear things that are surprising, my ears are challenged, and it's actually how I end up discovering new music that I might not have come across anyway. But that to me is like I've made a choice where I don't just let Spotify curate my playlist. I'm curious, with some of this in mind, there's a corollary question, which is at a certain point with the AIs, presuming that there's some kind of singularity where some of these AIs achieve a true sentience or consciousness, then you've got a whole separate set of questions, which is you don't have to do what the AI tells you to, but what if that AI is actually in a position of authority, legally speaking? Well, if I go to work for a particular company, I may have to enter into a contract where I'm bound by the AI's decisions, the same way that you might be bound by an arbitration agreement.
AIs will be really interesting in the future because there will come a point where these AIs have real power over our life and our decision making. You might not agree with what the AI wants, but can you argue with the AI? We are at the point now where we are giving managers in corporations AI tools to assist them because the AI can gather lots of information on their employees, determine how people are feeling, and predict how people will react. And for example, corporations are deploying these AI now in HR that will alert them if they think an employee is likely to leave the job so that they can intervene before that employee leaves the job. But the next step is that we will have AIs that will literally be our bosses. If you ask most people, would you rather have an AI boss or a human boss? And the majority of people said, give me an AI boss. Why? The humans are emotional, right? Humans can put pressure on you. Humans can get angry and shout at you. Your real human boss might not have time to listen to you. If you have an AI boss, they'll never get angry. They'll always have time to listen to you. They'll be patient. They'll help you out. They'll share information. These AI bosses might be incredibly good managers. But at a certain point, these AI bosses are your bosses. And so if they think you're underperforming, they may fire you. And their job is to make the company more efficient, and they will be making the hiring decisions. That's an example of an AI that will have enormous influence over you. If you get mad at your AI boss, who do you turn to? My AI boss discriminates because it's using data that is based on society, and that data is inherently biased. We already see this. AIs can be as biased as people because they're going to be as biased as the data they're fed. And it doesn't even take sentient AIs for this.
We have a lot of AIs in our world, right? And you talk about some of our personal assistants. I mean, my house is filled with personal robotic assistants everywhere, and I love them, right? They're great. They're good friends. But I don't fool myself that my Alexas are working for anybody but Amazon, or that my Dots are working for anybody but Google. If I had an AI and I said, oh, AI, I need a good job, and the AI says, oh, go work as a warehouse worker for Amazon, I don't know that that AI is working for me or working for the corporation that built it. When we're looking at a society-wide rollout of these AIs, how do we know who's sort of setting the baseline or creating the algorithms? How do we know what the AIs are designed to optimize? I guess I'm wondering how we can shift the scales a little bit in our favor looking at rollout of corporate-created AIs.
In the future we're entering, all of these AIs will be built by somebody and controlled by somebody. They may offer us enormous value in our life, but with that comes a price, because whoever built and owns and runs that AI will have programmed that AI to serve their ends. As AIs become even more integrated and indispensable to our lives, each of those AIs will be programmed to maximize the value for their owners. Those AIs will be beholden to other people and other objectives, and your interests will probably be far down on their lists. And that is why we need to have this discussion. We need to actually bring to the surface and make more transparent what decisions are these algorithms making and why, in a way that people can understand. If I engage on Facebook, what is that AI's motive? Or what are they trying to get me to do? If society is going to step in there, we need to start to make these more transparent. There needs to be rules about how it's happening, and then you need to be able to influence by what criteria these AI make their decisions so that it can make your life actually better and in more in your own interest instead of in somebody else's.
We can only hope.
That is right. We can only hope. I am out there talking about this because we are at the tip of this iceberg. If we don't talk about this now, it's literally going to be impossible later, because these AIs are going to offer us so much utility, so much value, that we are just going to accept them. We're going to say, yes, give me more AIs. I want AIs to do everything. I don't want to, you know, have to worry about any aspect of my life, from my health care to my child's education to my relationship with my friends and my wife or husband. We're going to ask AI to intervene on all of these. And in all of these, that AI is going to have its own objectives.
Steve, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us about the future that is coming and how we may be able to grapple with it so that we can improve our human experience rather than make our human experience more troublesome. Really appreciate your time today.
My pleasure.
And if you would like more information about Steve Hoffman and his work, you can visit his website, captainhoff.com. That's Captain, H-O-F-F. all one word, .com. Augmented Humanity is a program of the New Mexico Humanities Council, produced in partnership with KUNM-FM. You can visit us online and find out more about our programs at nmhumanities.org. Our theme music comes courtesy James Whiten, and we've had production assistance from Tristan Klum. So you can find me just sitting at my crossroads.